So Cappy had an epiphany, and this is going to be meandering. I'm just so pissed. But I'm happy because I got a new, I've made progress, everybody. I'm on the frontier. New report from the frontier. Daniel Boone Cappy has discovered something. And it was all started by an undercooked English muffin. But what they say is that the source of all anger, frustration, or rage is the difference between expectations and reality. And I have found a new way, a new angle that society has raised your expectations and delivers absolute crap. And that is with the false veneer of potential. Let me explain why I'm talking about that. All of economics, all of trade, all of the economy, all of human interaction is interaction. It's under the premise that I, as human being one, am going to do something that involves you, human being two. And this can be anything. Could be anything. Oh, Bob, do you want to go play baseball? Bob says yes. So we are going to interact and essentially transact our time. That's all. That's the atomic level at which human interaction is exchanges our seconds of time. So I say, Bob, I'm going to spend some time playing baseball. Do you want to come play baseball? Bob says yes. There's an accord. There's an agreement. There's a contract that me and Bob are going to go play baseball. All right. Or if I ask a girl out, and Susie Q says yes to the date, we are under the understanding that I am going to invest some of my time going on the date as she will, and we'll be at the same place at the same time. That's essentially a date. But where it's starting to get me, and this goes, dude, this goes all across Western civilization behavior. I'm sure people in Eastern and non-Western civilizations might have some, this is a human problem, but it is so rife in America, at least right now. I have to point this out. But where the veneer of potential, the false promises of potential comes in, is when any human entity, whether that's an individual human or human through the actions of a corporation, offers something like, say, a product or service, and the presumption is that they're going to honor that and that product and service is going to work. For example, just hear me out on this. When I went to the restaurant today, they say, what do you want for your side? And I said, I'll have an English muffin. Now, implied in that contract, and you think this is so petty and minor, it's not. It's not when every effing transaction with humans has got to be a chore. Implied in that transaction is that the cook is going to take the English muffin and toast it, right, to a satisfactory level. And so when I got my English muffin this morning, I get it, and you look at it, and I'm like, why is the butter not melted? And you pick it up, you're like, why is it just a hint, a touch of warmness? And you realize it's not doughy, but it certainly isn't toasted. And I kind of lost it. I didn't lose it in public, but I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, every day, think of all the individual transactions, all the interactions you have to do with humans and supply chain of humans. Like, okay, Sinclair gas station, I'll give you another one. Kind of economic efficiency loss of the day for him. Never go to a Sinclair gas station. Sinclair is the one with the green dinosaur. I don't know if they went to the special education school to get all their employees, but it never works. But why does Sinclair gas station even build gas stations? Their pumps never work. Their checkout service never works. The equipment, the people are fine. It's like Hy-Vee. It doesn't work. So why are you even bothering going through the facade? Why are you offering the false veneer of potential, the potential that I would be able to get gas? I'll give you another one, Menards. So there's a Menards in the Rapid City. and I need to get some grass seed spread on my property. So I got a spreader. It's like kind of, I don't know, like a bucket with two wheels. It's got a little device in there. It spins around and shoots the seed out, spreads the seed. So you're not just tossing it. Well, I should have just done that by hand, because I go all the way to the Menards. I get the seed spreader. I go back. It doesn't work because the plastic thing hooks up on the other thing, and the spreader doesn't spin, which is what throws out through centrifugal force. Why does Menards offer? And then when I went back, see, now I wasn't going to be a dick. I'm fighting back now. Found out. I did the Karen. I'm like, who's the manager in charge of this? Because I'm like, I want my blood. I want my pound of flesh. And I took his time, 15 minutes. I said, yeah, this doesn't work. He's like, oh, get another one. I was like, no. Because you are a representative. And he was the guy in charge of this department. You are a representative of Menards. And when you offer these things for sale, it is implied that they effing work. So you now, fine good manager, are going to escort me, and you are going to help me pick a new one. I wasted at least 15 minutes of that guy's time, at least. And I said, eh, I guess I'll get one over at the Fleet Farm. And so when you think about it at granular levels, every day, every transaction, if it doesn't work, if you're promising this, if you promise this, but you don't deliver, we can't function as a society. And this is granular. This is, you cannot have society function if individual transactions don't work. Now let's talk about big things. I think this is where more people are going to relate. All right, I'm just talking the atomic level, which is enough to get you so frustrated and angry and drive you. It's enough to throw in the towel saying, I'm moving, I'm getting out of this country. The grain, like the muffin is like, think, I know you guys love, ooh, the English muffin and the seed spread. No. Every transaction. Would you like another one? How many do you want? I can't just record. You know why? I got to do a speed test, because even though the internet service provider says, yeah, you get these speeds, do I really? Do I? You promise this, it delivers that. I have hope. I have potential. Now I am belabored with a constant chore to check the speed of the internet to make sure it works. What else you got? What else do you want? I had another one. Oh, everything in the house, the contractors, that's a given. Yo, we'll be there at 6. They don't show up for 5 days later. That's a given, but that's because contractors are like, I mean, they're just barely functional. If you were wondering what contractors are the guys who never graduated or matured beyond middle school, and they just like mail everything in, and they're all divorced and they're all in debt. But that they're a special class of special people. But I'm trying to think what else. Oh, there was something. I had another. Oh, I got to fly to Dallas. Just let me give you an example, another little example. Not a lot of time, but they add up. So American Airlines sends me an email saying, hey, your flight out of Rapid City, there's alternative flights. And I'm like, I'm done with South Dakota. Not like permanent. I just like, yeah, I could use a vacation. I'm thinking like, well, maybe I leave early. Maybe I just get out of here early, you know, finish up, catch up, do all this. Cause ain't nobody going to be doing nothing. Ain't nobody delivering anything at any time. They say they're going to, that's how I know they're not going to do it. And they say, well, there might be some alternative flights you could take. I'm like, oh, maybe I get out of here early. Or maybe they give you one of those things where it's like, you know, we have a full flight. If you're willing to take this other flight, we give you another free flight, or we give you some money or something. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So I click on it and the link goes, and you know what alternative flights they had? None. There were no alternative flights. Well, what was the false promise of that potential? You just wasted more of my time. And then literally think about every reason you get up largely has to do because you are going to transact time with other human beings. And if say half of those transactions, which is easily what is, half of those are not what the stated or implied transactional benefit is, you are now having a horrific and huge economic efficiency loss. That's why people get all upset at me when I get incredibly furious when people are late. Even a second. Jeez, relax, man. I'm like, oh, that must be why you're poor. That must be why, like, I don't have time to do anything. It must be easy to be you. It's like, no, I just manage my time better. I'm just punctual. Chill out, man. Relax. Oh, gee. Did your aorta just kind of separate? Oh, my goodness. That's too bad for you. Granular everyday transactions. Now, the big stuff. What about the promised, the false veneer of potential with college? Where they told you college was the... What about the false veneer of master's degrees? What about the false veneer of work hard and be a diligent, good little boy? What about the false veneer of wedding vows? What about the false veneer of the promises of the Democrat Party? Not that I'm a huge Republican. And now you can actually see, like, people waste their lives going and investing their time, not in like, oh, do I get the English muffin or do I get the French toast? But do I major in sociology or do I major in engineering? And this is the point that I wanted to make to everyone out there. Whether it is a microtransaction or whether it is a huge investment, a house, a college degree, wedding, all that, or something in between. Girl says she's going to show up on a date and she flakes. For the benefit, just for your mental health, for everyone at our Cappy Cap level here, right? For those of us who got our heads out of our asses, we want to make our lives count. You have got to understand just how little real promise there is and the offers that people and the rest of society are giving you. Ranging from everything to, hey, we might have alternative flights, to follow your heart and the money will follow. Right? Girls, just be a nice, innocent guy. Right? You've got to realize just how much BS they're promising you and how little they're going to actually deliver. And this has a couple consequences, ramifications, and actions you must take, right? First, this is called potential. This is the most depressing thing. What angers me the most about this false promise, this false veneer of potential, is that it makes you think that I can do these things. And I'm not talking like you were lied to and I could become an astronaut and all that. Like, I think that I could have this house built by this time. I think that the car is going to work after I take it to the mechanic. I think this girl is going to show up on a date. I think, oh God, a big one. Job title. Someone get Josh Fluke in the house on this. You are a senior analyst. Your job duties include filing and faxing and doing nothing that you ever went to school for. And if you are the type of person who wants to make life count and you want to achieve your best, you want to achieve your maximum potential, this is so depressing and taxing and debilitating because you're like, I'm finally going to do it. Like, we're going to. And no, you don't. It is constant letdown after letdown. And the real frustrating part is that it's out of your control. Because no matter how independent you are, you need other people in order to have some kind of success in life and or to have progress. But it leads you into way overestimating not your own potential. You could be capable of anything, but the rest of society is just not going to. And then that taunts you. It dangles in front of you. Like, you can have this. Yay, I paid for it. Now give it to me. Oh. It doesn't spread the seed. Oops, my dog got sick and I'm afraid to leave him alone. It's been a long day. I'm tired. My boss just called and my girlfriend, her best friend just committed suicide. She really needs me now. That's the worst. That's the constant Lucy pulling the football from Charlie Brown. But instead of one every 5-6 episodes of the Peanuts, it's every freaking daily transaction. Maybe not every, but one out of two. One out of two. And you're like, I am never going to achieve my life goals. And you're right. You're not. Nowhere near. Because you need the rest of society to do what it effing says it's going to do. So the first thing you got to do is not only get your dreams in line with your own potential and own reality, but realize what the rest of society is going to let you do, and to not get your hopes up when they say, oh yeah, we could do this, we'll do that. From microtransactions to big ass transactions like getting married or your career or your education. Okay? So that's number one. Two, right? Positive side. It's not been this bad. It has been this bad. It's only getting worse. The quality and caliber of Westerners is going to pot, right? No one's honoring their word. No one's doing anything. Things are not getting done, and you're noticing that. At least of all in the things in the shelves and the stuff not getting stocked. We see this. Incompetency, people not showing up for, we got it. We got it. However, you can also see this reflected on the other side of the coin. As much as you complain that it can't find workers, you can't find people to work in the service industry, you can't find employees. The positive side of that coin is anyone who is slightly competent has lifelong employment right about now, and good compensation and good wages. In other words, if you're a man or woman of your word, dude, that is probably going to go further than a college degree right now. And thank God. Thank God the world is finding all these people with their college degrees ain't worth jack. And it's somebody like there are so many employers now like, oop, they magically got rid of their bachelor's required. Bachelor's required, master's preferred. Hey, do you have a pulse? If you show up, I know a guy, he's only worked at this place for about 3 or 4 months. They already made him assistant manager because he shows up on time. If you honor your word, you know, it's almost like a justice now, finally, if you're a man or a woman of caliber and you do what you say you're going to do, you are going to go way further, a lot faster than any point in time in the past, I'd say 50 years, certainly since the early 60s and 50s and 40s. Good. And then finally, I'm increasingly coming to this conclusion. I'm not going to live in a second or third world country. And if I am going to live in a second or third world country, it's going to be with much lower cost of living, much lower cost of living. And here in the United States, whatever fancy standards of living we might have, whatever the GDP per capita figures are, it's all bupkis if every freaking day it's a chore to get people to do what they said they're going to do. The quality and caliber of people in the United States, I'm sure the Western world as well, has gone to such crap. That's why I want this to get out. I don't want to curse. Has gone down so quickly, you can't enjoy your life. And you certainly cannot avail your life. The classic, well, you can't soar with the eagles if you're surrounded by turkeys. And there is these aren't even turkeys. These are crap pigeons. I mean, there's no such thing as, well, what's a crap pigeon? Well, they'd have to genetically create one in a lab to make the world's crappiest bird, because that's Americans right now. They're lazy. They're fat. They're slothful. They lie. They don't promise. They don't do what they say they're going to do. The biggest Potemkin village in the world is the United States right now. And right now, I just want to go to a place where, God almighty, people do what they say they're going to do. Now, where that is, I don't know. I got another request asking me if Asian first world countries are better than Western first world countries. I'm inclined to agree, but I haven't been there. I don't know. I don't know what corruption and backstabbery goes on in foreign countries just yet. But I got to imagine whether it's even going to a socialist place like the Scandinavians, where I think they honor their word a little bit more than your rank and file Americans, or a traditional Eastern Occidental is West, Oriental is East, Oriental Eastern Asian philosophy and culture where there's more respect and traditionalism. You know, God almighty, fine, I'll learn a new language just so people show the F up on time. Another thing I'm probably going to add to my list in addition to obesity and no root beer floats is punctuality. But for those of you who are young, it's going to take some time. Heck, Middle Eastern countries, I figure they're more traditional, so probably they're more on time. I don't know. Someone get Abu American in here. Maybe he's got some insight. But this is not worth it. This is not worth living in this country where people don't do what they say. And worse, they dangle and lead you on and get your hopes up on every possible transaction with the human. And then they deliver utter crap, if at all, in the end. And for those of you that are smarter than your average bear, insist on availing yourself life, insist on having a potential. One, reel in your expectations. Two, if it's possible, have some kind of way to like verify. Like now when I deal with contract, I'm like, you don't get paid until, no, I don't put any money down. No, you don't get paid. You don't get a dime until it's done to my satisfaction. So you got to kind of like control the transaction. I think Josh Fluke is doing a great job. Like you go into a job, you should have absolutely no loyalty to your employer. You do your job. If they lied about the job duties, you split and you push back, you fight back. But the other, you know, like when I say, hey, I should have said, is this toasted to you? Like, how hard is it to toast? Nope. I'm going to come in. You're the, it's one of the few restaurants that's open. It's like, you're about the only restaurant that's open and has competency. Toast your effing English muffins. Do this right. Just do it right. Or I'm gonna not waste my time. I'm gonna waste your time. It's not waste your time because you're the ones that did it wrong. But God Almighty, it is not worth. Find some other place where people are just mature adults and there is no false veneer. There is no lie. There is no yes. Oh, we got to do that. All right. Do we have any super chats?
I think we're good to go.
Laughing Lark, $5. One of our few female agents in the field. Lived in Maine, Cappy. More lax about time than Italians. Very mistake. Wow, that's pretty bad. I do remember many years ago, the Economist would come out with things like not hours worked per year, although certainly that the Italian Mediterranean culture in general is very manana. And wow. More lax on time than Italians. Well, that's why Italy is a second world country. It is. Don't think, oh, it's Western Europe. It's right. Nope. Second world. Look it up. If you don't believe me, go visit Italy. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, that building over there is beautiful. What about the rest of the crap over here? Oh, Firenze kind of is ugly. Yeah, it is. All right. That it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.